Okay, let's see if this works audio wise. You know, we have our PO. This is PO there with his old, meeting an old friend on a walk, and she says, maybe I should go and have a cup of coffee or something. And he says, well, I mean, honestly, these days I prefer to be on my own, solitude. And you know, I have this, oh, let's go and have a cup of coffee, and then we sit there and some sweets and this and that, and then talking nonsense. I mean, let's just be honest and realistic about it. And then, you know, it happens to be Friday today, so let's go out and it's getting late now, let's have a beer somewhere, and oh gosh, it was noisy, just, you know, for old days, it was noisy here, oh, I can't hear what the others are saying, gosh, they had only strong beer, now that's wasted, Melanel, you want another one? Oh, I didn't finish this one yet. Phew, I'm not used to this. Just, I don't drink nowadays, otherwise. I'll have another one, and then, you know, they start to... You know, why you do? You did all that stupid stuff with the Hare Krishna and whatever. And then our guy says... We're saying now that... But, you know, let's be just real here, honest. I mean... Why can't we, you know, Swedish people here talk about these things without having some alcohol in us? Is that what is needed for us to get beyond that superficial, polite facade and get real with each other? Because, you know, now Pio has lived a life where he realizes that, no, they had to be more real in that, you know, that Krishna movement, collective living, and it's challenging and it's hard to keep, well, they also learn to pretend, because that sometimes seems to be the only way to handle the social life, and therefore our PO is, he prefers just close friends and then do his own thing. And then she says, well, you're probably right. He didn't know if he or she was just insulted or disturbed by it. But then they went their different ways.